The bid call of the auctioneer is a unique sound, and there's a lot more to the job than we might realize. Being a fast talker is not the only qualification. It takes special training and years of practice and experience. Jenny Markham-Gale joins us now in the studio. She's an auctioneer and bid assistant for Bravo Benefit Auctions and Consulting Group. She was recently named 2019 champion at the Wisconsin Champion Auctioneer Contest. Jenny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
You got into auctions at a really young age. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I did. I actually grew up in an auctioneer family. Both my dad and brother were both auctioneers. So you bet I was probably 10 years old and had to do a lot of the jobs as a child to help out the family auction business.
Whether you were a cashier, right?
That's right. Cashier, running sheets, whatever it took.
And how did you decide, hey, I want to actually be up there. I want to be the auctioneer.
You know, I have to tell you, when I graduated from high school and basically said, hey, see ya, you know, and I went and did my thing and went on to college, got my bachelor's degree, and then, you know, worked in other industries. And I always had that love for the auction industry. And I thought, gosh, what? I would really like to get back into it. So I researched and I found that there was a benefit auction specialist certification offered through the National Auctioneers Association. And it was for fundraisers. And I thought, you know what? This is my thing. I think that's what I want to do. So that's what brought me back into it, even though I've helped. I've always helped, even though I had other jobs, but yes.
So you love auctioneering. What is it about being up in an auction that's exciting for you?
Yes. What is so exciting is that competitive bidding environment. And it's exciting, and the fear of loss that the bidders have, and it's so fun to get them engaged.
And benefit auctioneering, talk about that specialty. Who do you end up doing benefits for?
Yeah, who I work with is a lot of nonprofit organizations, and I work a lot with schools. We work a lot with foundations, humane societies, Make-A-Wish Foundation. Just there's a lot of different organizations that we work with.
Is there a difference between an auction for a charity versus, you know, a farm auction or the other kinds of auctions that you've seen in the past?
Absolutely, there is. With the fundraising auction, it's a little bit different. We have to structure our chant a little different. We have to go a little bit slower because of the folks that are sitting in those seats. They don't attend auctions every day. So we kind of have to slow down that chant a little bit, be a little bit more engaging, have some fun with it.
So usually at the more normal auctions, there's going to be regulars in the crowd. They know how this works.
Absolutely. They're bidding maybe with a wink, right?
Or really?
A head nod. Yeah. So it's a little different.
No, wait, I'm kind of a twitchy fella when I'm just sitting around. I'd be worried I'd start accidentally bidding up and all of a sudden I owe a lot of money on a tractor or something.
That's right. And it happens. You know, I have to tell you, I'm a pretty good ringman also. So I can watch for those bids, kind of mastered the craft of reading that audience and crowd.
Ringman.
Yes, a ringman. And I seriously, at the end of the auction, I swear I can tell people how many times they touch their hat or scratch their ear, right? Because I'm always on the lookout.
Wow.
For
so for these fundraising ones, though, I assume there's a more very distinct way people bid so they don't accidentally bid things up.
That's right.
The non-professionals. So, like, what are some of the main ways they do that?
Yeah. So the main ways that they bid, they all have paddles or bidder cards, and we have them raise them in the air. So, yeah.
We're talking to Jenny Markham-Gale. She is the 2019 champion of the Wisconsin Champion Auctioneer Contest. She's been involved with auctions from a very early age. All right, Jenny, I've been holding off. People want to hear more. I think they probably ask you all the time about the chant, you called it, the talking, the patter people might think of it as.
That's right. It's called the auctioneer's chant. And basically, it's that fast talking situation that gets people excited to bid. And there's a lot of characteristics to an auctioneer in that chant. But what I did was I kind of broke it down into three components. And if you want me to get into that,
yes,
I can kind of start getting into that. So I would say, basically when we're an auctioneer, we'll say, I have $5, will you give 10? Okay, so that's kind of the basis. And what we do is we practice those numbers. There's a number scale. So every time before I compete or before I go to an auction, I work on my numbers. I'll do it in quarters. I'll do it in halves, fives, tens, like this. We'll get 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, and then I'll go back down the scale. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 2.5, 5, 7 1⁄2, 10, 12 1⁄2, 15, 17 1⁄2, 22 1⁄2, 25, 22 1⁄2, 20, 17 1⁄2, 15, 12 1⁄2, 10. All right, so.
So you're soliciting the opening bid with that, right?
That's kind of more a warm-up for
okay.
me.
Okay. Oh, that's your warm-up. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. So if you would you like right. to maybe practice, we'll do tens. We'll okay. go 10, 10, 20, 20, all the way up to 100, and then backwards.
Okay.
So this is something that I do to warm up for an auction. Okay?
All
so
right.
join me. 10, 10, 10, 10 20,
20,
20, 30, 30, 40, 40, 50, 50, 60, 60, 70, 70, 80, 80, 90, 90, 100, 90, 90, 80, 80, 70, 70, 60, 60, 50, 50, 40, 40, 30, 30, 20, 20, 10, 10. Didn't he do good? All right. Now,
okay. Now it gets tricky, though. You gave me a piece of paper now with a practice on it.
The second component of an auctioneer chant is rhythm. An auctioneer has to have rhythm and some voice inflection. And how we attain that as auctioneers is we practice tongue twisters. Here's one I like to do. I go, Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter bitter, but I bought a bit of butter, butter. All right, you get it. Now, there's another one that I'll do, and it's called Tommy Atatimus. Sounds like this. Tommy Atatimus took two T's, tied them at the top of two tall trees. So do you want to join me?
Okay.
We'll do it
Ready?
Twice.
Okay.
Ready?
Tommy Atatimus took two T's, tied them at the top of two tall trees.
Okay. Tommy Atatimus took two T's, tied them at the top of two tall trees. There you go.
Okay. Okay. I could work on that.
And the third component of an auctioneer chant, as I break it down simple, is the words that we put in between the numbers. Mm-hmm. They're called filler words. All right. My five filler words that I use a lot are you able to buy, would you give, dollar, now, and bid. Okay, so if you combine the rhythm with the number and the filler words, it'll sound like this. We'll get five on it, we'll get $10 there, we'll get 10, 20 bid, 30 there, we'll get 40 able to buy it, $40, we'll get 50, sir, 50, 50 now, we'll get 50 able to buy it, $60, 70, 70 there, we'll get $70 now, we'll get 70, sold it your way, $60.
Now, not every auctioneer is going to use those same filler words, right? That's kind of where you get to put some of your own personality into it.
That's true. Every auctioneer, those filler words, they're different for every auctioneer because
really?
It just depends what rolls off of your tongue. Like my dad uses different filler words than I do. I don't even know what my father's filler words are, believe it or not, because you have to focus on what works for you mm-hmm. as an auctioneer. So,
and whatever keeps you rolling there.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so did you have to experiment with different filler words and you realized that one just gums up the works?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I have to tell you, that auctioneer's chant, especially mine too, it changes, you know, with each event and you find things that work better for you as you go along. So
what speed would you go at for a kind of a greenhorn charity auction? If people like me are out there who are just trying to figure out what the heck's going on, what would be the pace there?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're dealing with, you know, some big numbers there too. It might be 1,000. Who will give 1,000 there? Would get 1,000 able to buy it? $1,000. Are you in at 1,000, Rob? Would you
I'm
like
not.
To be two? 2,000 now. I think you should. 1,000.
Okay,
it's
so
only
is,
money, Rob.
Is there a persuasive element kind of you're trying, because ideally the group you're raising money for wants to see bigger bids. So you're trying to coax a little bigger
yes,
bid out of people.
Absolutely. And you know, I have to tell you, every time we do a live fundraising auction, we bring in a team. And actually, it's my dad, my brother, and myself. And
okay.
when I'm the auctioneer and my dad, my brother are out there, they're an extension of that auctioneer and they're bringing excitement and energy and fun. You know, and we have our own little language that we kind of talk to each other through the chant and through hand signals. So it really makes it a lot of fun when we can all work together as a team.
And are the other members of the team watching for, are they helping you watch for the bids as they come in, or is
Absolutely.
That all you?
Absolutely. They're helping me watch for the bids and then they're putting their fist up in the air and saying yes and trying to coax just one more bid out of them. Yeah.
Okay. So. Do you ever get, have you, maybe in your earlier days especially, did you ever get tongue-tied up on the auction stage, the block, whatever it would be?
You know, I mean, it happens sometimes, but usually, you know,
because I do here.
Yeah,
this is my, they
absolutely.
Pay me to do this, and
I'd
I get tongue-tied
right
sometimes.
If I said no. yeah, you know what? And actually, you just kind of go with the flow. You kind of pick up where you left off, and that's when you count on your ringmen, too. They'll kind of help you through it.
Now, what was going through your head the first time? Because you've been watching auctions. You've been watching your family do it. You've been watching other people auction. What was it like the first time you were making the bid calls up there?
The first time I was making the bid calls, I would say, you know, maybe a little nervous, but exciting at the same time to know that, hey, you know, here I am, something I always wanted to do, and to be in that position of helping deserving organizations, you know, raise money. It's pretty exciting.
And you mentioned you get a certification, there's training. Mm-hmm. What kind of things, apart from the tongue twisters, what kind of things do you do to get trained and certified to do this?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have to tell you one, too. Actually, they have auctioneer school. There's a lot of great schools throughout the country. So I did go to an auctioneer school, and I did get special certification for benefit auctioneer, where I learned specifically about the fundraising trade. Mm-hmm. You know, we share experiences, we share knowledge about, hey, what sells, what's trendy, what works for you. So.
And do you have, like, I don't know, game show moments, Price is Right moments, where somebody realizes they won this thing they want and they just freak out?
Absolutely. Yes, it can get pretty exciting with some of these. You know, and one of the most exciting projects that I worked on happened here in Madison. It was the Bucky Badger finale event, where we sold the Bucky Badgers by live auction at the Kohl Center.
Right, so these were statues they had up for people who weren't in Madison at the time. These are big statues, very differently decorated one to the other. And so you were auctioning those?
Yeah, actually, I was part of the auction team for that, and there was about 950 guests in the Kohl Center, right? And the energy and the excitement, wearing Badger red and white, and yeah, it was just, I mean, the momentum and the excitement in that room was amazing. And again, raising money for deserving organizations.
Have you ever been a bidder at an auction, or that should be too weird for you? Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
I try to go to all different kinds of auctions. And, you know, during the week, I'll hit up some auctions, and I like to just kind of see what's out there.
All right. Are you going to make a run for a champion again next year?
You know, so what happens as a Wisconsin champion in July, I compete internationally.
Oh, okay.
So in July, I will go to New Orleans to compete in the international contest. So, yeah.
All right. Good luck. Do Wisconsin proud.
That's right.
Jenny, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Jenny Markham-Gale is an auctioneer and bid assistant for Bravo Benefit Auctions and Consulting Group. She's a graduate of the Worldwide College of Auctioneering, and she was recently named 2019 champion at the Wisconsin Champion Auctioneer Contest.